Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take the poll question right there on the homepage. Watch the video that's up, brand new and up this week. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Chris Bondas is Director of Sales and Marketing at Carbonite. And Chris, tell us about Carbonite.
Well, Carbonite, Jim, is an online backup company. We were started back in 2006, and essentially what we offer is a better way for small businesses and consumers to back up their computers, back up their data files. I'm sure many of your listeners are already backing up their computer with things like external hard drives or USB drives, but Carbonite really takes the manual process and labor-intensive process out of backing up with those methods. We're completely automatic. We're continuous, and we offer a host of different plans for your listeners to go and check out at Carbonite.com.
Yeah, and I've been one of your customers for a long time. Folks, when I hooked up with Carbonite, all the backup nightmare that I had before went away. And they don't pay me anything to say that either, by the way, Chris. You guys, doggone it, I don't know how I've messed up with that. But anyway, I write you guys checks. You don't write me checks. But anyway, we're glad to have Carbonite around here, and it simplifies our life. Folks, and I'll tell you, Chris, it took me a while, and we're talking about the cloud, folks. Our conversation with Chris is about how to simplify your life and leverage the capability in the cloud and online and different things you can do. And I will tell you that it took me a while to get my head around, having my stuff somewhere else, but it works. And so congratulations to you guys on that. And as I said, I've been talking. I met your founders, actually about the time they were going live. So that's one thing that you can do in the cloud, folks, is back up all your stuff. And one of the things I like, Chris, is when I create a document, a little green light comes up, or is it orange? I always forget, and it pops up and on the file and tells me it's backing up right away. I mean, it's instantaneously. So
absolutely right, Jim.
I like that part, and
it tells you that it's working, right? And it's one of those things where we talked to a lot of small businesses that when we launched this product, our small business product, and it came back to us that they constantly reported that, I don't really know if it's working. I can't remember the last time I backed up. Backing up's tedious. It's like taking out the garbage. Yeah. I know I have to do it, but I don't want to. So with Carbonite, it's completely automatic. Yeah. And it's continuous. So any change that you make while you're editing your document, it's almost instantaneously backed up, and it'll show a little green dot next to the file to show you that it's backed up.
There, that's the one I was talking about. So what about people who want to steal your stuff? More and more small business owners are targets of data thieves, aren't they?
They are, and actually, not just small businesses, but absolutely, if you guys followed the LinkedIn story that broke earlier or a couple of weeks ago, right, where essentially about 6 million passwords were hacked from LinkedIn database and then put on hacker websites. So it happens to big companies like LinkedIn and to small companies with less than 5 employees. So it's so important to protect your data and just use good common sense and good practice, right? Don't open suspicious emails. Use very strong passwords. Use a combination of letters, numbers, symbols, just to be sure that you're protecting yourself as much as you can.
Right, exactly. And what about, and other things is, with wireless, another thing that people need to pay attention to is people can intercept your files. You're out there on wireless, you're on Starbucks, et cetera, and you think, okay, I've got my password from my laptop and all that, but people can intercept your signal midstream, can't they?
They could. It's a pretty sophisticated hacking mechanism, but I think if you have the correct protocols in place and the highest level of security that you can do with your passwords, ensuring that you're on a closed, locked network, don't use an open network, then you have an extra layer of protection.
What are some other things that we need to be thinking about?
Well, I think, when you're talking about your data and what you're backing up with your computer, make sure that you're backing up all your files, not just the most recent one that you've used, because if there's ever, God forbid, a disaster where there's a fire or a flood or your hard drive fails, mm-hmm. you need to go back and consider that the document that was important a year ago may not be backed up, right? So make sure that your documents, all of them, are backed up. And Carbonite does that quite simply and easily for you.
What are some marketing? Now, you've been doing marketing, online marketing, for a long time, Chris. What are some marketing suggestions you have for us? We've got about a minute.
About a minute left? Well, like we started the conversation, right? Online marketing works very well with traditional marketing, too. So if you can blend the two together, you get the synergistic effect where you get a lot more bang for your buck. So leverage email, leverage social media, promote coupons, promote special offers in those mediums, and then follow that up and build your brand maybe in a local newspaper ad or in a flyer, and make sure you blend and combine all those different elements. Do you have a paid search campaign, for example, on Google? Are you bidding on keywords? So if you have a holistic marketing plan that blends both online and offline elements, I think you'll find a lot of success.
Well, that's the thing about we were talking at the beginning about blending the traditional and the new stuff. It's not either or for small business. It's both and, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and they'll get a lot more bang for their buck while doing that. To just put all your investment and all your marketing expenditure in, say, a local newspaper or traditional methods, you're really missing out on the
online. Unless it's radio. Now, there's nothing wrong with putting it all in radio. We got to get that straight, Chris.
Radio needs to be a part of everybody's marketing.
Lose your head here, Chris. Hey, Chris, thanks for being here. Carbonite.com, folks, is the website. Chris, come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Chris Bondas, folks, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.